The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. Hello, this is Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading movie and theater previews. This is information gleaned from several websites to bring you up-to-date information about plays, movies, and various other events that are being offered in our area with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. So for starters, in the Raleigh and Cary area, we have A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at Raleigh Little Theater in their Sutton Theater on Sunday, August 25th at 3 p.m. 12 Angry Jurors by Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center, Sunday, September 29th at 3 p.m. Inherit the Wind at Justice Theater Project in the Umstead United Church of Christ building on Sunday, September 29th at 3:30 p.m. Blood at the Root at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 6th. At 3 p.m. West Side Story at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Sunday, October 19th at 2 p.m. The Taming at Justice Theater Project, and they'll be performing at Peace College on Sunday, September 3rd, 3 p.m. The Fall of the House of Usher at Applause Cary Youth Theater at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, November 3rd at 3 p.m. Charlie Brown at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, November 3rd, 5 p.m. Having Our Say, The Delaney Sisters, North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, November 9th at 2 p.m. Best Christmas Pageant Ever at Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m. Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, December 15th, 5 p.m. And Black Nativity at Justice Theater Project in Stewart Theater in the Tally Student Center at North Carolina State University on Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m. In the Durham and Chapel Hill area, we've got Native Son at Playmakers on Tuesday, September 17th, 7:30 p.m. Aladdin at the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham on Saturday, October 5th, 8 p.m. Dairyland at Playmakers on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. A Bronx Tale at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, November 9th, 8 p.m., and Ragtime at Playmakers on Tuesday, November 26th, 7:30 p.m. In the Fayetteville and Sand Hills area, we've got Mamma Mia at Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville on Thursday, September 19th at 7:30 p.m. Shifting gears here, we'll move over to movies. The following theaters show movies with audio description. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. The Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway, also in Raleigh. In Chapel Hill is the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary is the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You can call the following number to get showtimes. Simply dial the number and then follow the menu prompts. That number is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And now an overview of the movies that are playing with audio description in our area. Opening this week is Brian Banks, rated PG-13, playing just at the Crossroads Theater in Cary. Dora and the Lost City of Gold, rated PG, plays at all six of these theaters. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, rated PG-13, playing at all six theaters. The Kitchen, rated R, plays at all six of these theaters. The Art of Dancing in the Rain, rated PG, plays at every theater except for the Timberline in the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Holdovers from previous weeks, we've got Toy Story 4, rated G, playing everywhere except the Timberline. Aladdin, rated PG, playing only at the Beaver Creek in Apex. Crawl, rated R, is playing at the Crossroads in Cary, the North Hills, and the Briar Creek in Raleigh. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads and Beaver Creek, at Briar Creek, White Oak, and Timberline, and that's basically everything except North Hills. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is rated R. It plays at the Beaver Creek in Apex, Briar Creek in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. Spider-Man Far From Home, rated PG-13, continues to play at all six of these theaters. The Lion King, rated PG, continues also to play at all six of these theaters. And The Secret Life of Pets 2, rated PG, is still playing at the Beaver Creek in Apex. And now a closer look at the upcoming plays. Once again, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 25th, 3 p.m. Monty Navarro, a distant heir to the Disquith family fortune, sets out to speed up the line of succession by using a great deal of charm and a pinch of murder. Monty's murderous romp is filled with unforgettable music, nonstop laughs, and doomed heirs who meet their ends in the most creative and side-splitting ways. Book and lyrics are by Robert L. Friedman. Music and lyrics by Stephen Lutvak. It's based on a novel by Roy Horniman. And this is directed by Patrick Torres. You can call 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111 to make reservations. Single ticket prices, excluding tax. Adults are $27. Students and seniors are $23. But Raleigh Little Theater offers users of the audio description service a buy one for yourself, get one free for your driver or companion. Contact them at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111 to make reservations. 12 Angry Jurors by Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, September 29th, 3 p.m. It's written by Reginald Rose and adapted by Sherman L. Sergel. "He doesn't stand a chance," mutters the guard as the 12 jurors are taken into the bleak jury room. It looks like an open and shut case until one of the jurors begins opening the other's eyes to the facts. The Cary Players season kicks off with 12 Angry Jurors, a classic drama about what it means to pass judgment on your fellow peers in a democracy. Originally released in 1957 as the film 12 Angry Men, this update allows for a large cast of all ages and genders. Directed by local theatrical veteran Yvonne Anderson, the show takes place on a hot summer day after a long trial where a jury must unanimously decide the fate of a 19-year-old man accused of murdering his father. With a single holdout, tempers flare as the 11 jurors try their best to convince the lone dissenter to come around to their side. As the evidence is re-examined, however, jurors must face their own life experiences and perspectives in their search for the truth, and whether there is, in fact, some measure of reasonable doubt. Adult tickets are $20. Seniors, 55 and over, or students are 18, and Cary Players offers users of the audio description service a buy one for yourself, get one free for your driver or companion. And you can make reservations by calling 919-462-2055. That's 919-462-2055. Inherit the Wind at Justice Theater Project, playing in the Umstead United Church of Christ building on Sunday, September 29th at 3:30 p.m. It's written by Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee, directed by Jerry Sipp. The man who has everything figured out is probably a fool. In a sleepy Bible Belt town, a teacher is arrested for defying state law by teaching Darwin's theory of evolution to his class. Matthew Harrison Brady, a presidential contender, joins the prosecution against evolution, prompting the Baltimore Herald to hire renowned attorney Henry Drummond for the defense. This is based on the infamous Scopes Monkey Trial. An epic clash of the titans ensues in the true trial of the century. Justice Theater Project offers a free pair of tickets to any user of the audio description service. That's one for you and one for your driver at no charge. Call them at 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. I'll throw in my 2 cents worth and say this is bound to be well worth the time and trouble. Blood at the Root at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, October 6th, 3 p.m., written by Dominique Morisseau, directed by Lomarev Jones, based on the true story of the Jena Six, six black students who were initially charged with attempted murder for a school fight after being provoked with nooses hanging from a tree on campus. This bold ensemble drama examines the miscarriage of justice, racial double standards, the crisis in relations between men and women of all classes, and, as a result, the shattering state of black family life. Single ticket prices, including tax, for adults are $27. Students and seniors are $23. Once again, Raleigh Little Theater offers users of the audio description service a buy one for yourself, get one free for your driver or companion. Contact them at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. West Side Story at North Carolina Theater in the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, October 19th at 2 p.m. The world's greatest love story takes to the streets of New York in the landmark Tony Award-winning musical West Side Story. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is given a modern twist as two young, idealistic lovers find themselves caught between warring street gangs, the, quote, American Jets and the Puerto Rican Sharks. From the first note to the final breath, West Side Story will captivate you with its poignant and powerful story and inspiring musical score, including memorable songs Maria, I Feel Pretty, America, and more. Tickets start at $30.15 and range all the way up to $87.15, and you can call their box office at 919-831-6941. That's 919-831-6941. Jumping over to the Durham and Chapel Hill area, we have Native Son at Playmakers on Tuesday, September 17th at 7:30 p.m. This is their all-access night, so users of the sign language interpretation are also accommodated. It's written by Nambi E. Kelly, based on the novel by Richard Wright, directed by Colette Robert. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? On Chicago's South Side in the 1930s, Bigger Thomas struggles to find a place for himself in a world where systematic oppression and poverty make fear and violence the everyday currency of life. Most famously adapted by Carolina's own Paul Green, Richard Wright's seminal novel is ready to capture the hearts and minds of another generation with Nambi E. Kelly's heart-stopping and theatrical new adaptation. The Chicago Tribune calls it gutless, powerful, and relentless. A brief warning here. Due to rough language, adult situations, and racially charged scenarios in pre-civil rights era Chicago, we encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. On this particular evening, which once again is Tuesday, September 17th, 7:30 p.m., tickets are $15. You can call 919-962-7529 for reservations. Once again, that's 919-962-7529. Just an FYI, on that particular night, they call it Community Night. It's first come, first serve on the seating, and so you may want to arrive early to get good seats. In Durham, we've got Aladdin playing at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC, as we call it, on Saturday, October 5th at 8 p.m., SunTrust Broadway at DPAC has Discover a New World at Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical. From the producer of The Lion King comes the timeless story of Aladdin, a thrilling new production with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and breathtaking spectacle. It's an extraordinary theater event where one lamp and three wishes make the possibilities infinite. Hailed by USA Today as pure genius, that's G-E-N-I-E hyphen U-S, Aladdin features all of your favorite songs from the film, as well as new music written by Tony and Academy Award winner Alan Menken, who wrote for Newsies, with lyrics penned by the legendary Howard Ashman, famous for Beauty and the Beast, Tony Award winner Tim Rice, known for The Lion King and Aida, and book writer Chad Begelin, famous for The Wedding Singer. Directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Casey Nicolaw, this famous and extravagant, so says the New York Times, new musical boasts an incomparable design team with sets, costumes, and lighting from Tony Award winners Bob Crowley, Greg Barnes, and Natasha Katz. See why audiences and critics agree Aladdin is, as NBC-TV says, exactly what you wish for. And then we have Dairyland at Playmakers on Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m., by Heidi Ambruster, directed by Vivian Benesch, a world premiere comedy. Sometimes you really do put your foot in. Raw from an office romance, stinging from a journalistic rivalry, and exhausted by a never-ending series of baby showers, Allie, a food writer in New York City, never expected to find herself on the wrong side of an epic food fight. When she escapes to her father's dairy farm in Wisconsin, she meets a cow named Patches, who promises to show her the way home. Due to casual use of coarse language, we encourage all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriate of the material. It's $15. It's 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. And shifting down to the Fayetteville area, we've got Mamma Mia at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Thursday, September 19th, 7:30 p.m. Book and lyrics by Bjorn Olveus and Benny Anderson. Book by Katherine Johnson. Directed by Suzanne Agins, choreographed by Ryan Migg, music directed by Zeke Smith. This smash hit features the music of ABBA and will make you feel like a dancing queen. Set on a Greek island paradise, Sophie invites three men from her mother's past to her wedding in order to discover who her father is. Featuring nonstop hits like Take a Chance on Me, Money, 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 and Super Trooper. It's a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. Who will love it? Mamma Mia is for fans of splashy Broadway musicals, people who enjoy nostalgic music, groups of girlfriends and mothers and daughters. They rate it PG-13. The cost is $25, and you can make reservations by calling 910-323-4233. That's 910-323-4233. And now we'll switch back over to movies. Opening this week was Brian Banks, rated PG-13 for language and thematic content. It runs an hour and 39 minutes. The inspirational true story of Brian Banks, an All-American high school football star who finds his life upended when he's wrongfully convicted of a crime. Despite the lack of evidence, Banks gets railroaded through a broken justice system and sentenced to a decade of prison and probation. Years later, with the support of Justin Brooks and the California Innocence Project, Banks fights to reclaim his life and fulfill his dreams of playing in the National Football League. The cast includes Greg Kinnear, Aldous Hodge, who plays Brian, Matt Battaglia, Melanie Liburd, Cherie Shepherd, Tiffany DuPont, Xosha Roquemore, and it's directed by Tom Shadyac. This is a drama. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is rated PG. It runs an hour and 42 minutes. Having spent most of her life exploring the jungle, nothing could prepare Dora for her most dangerous adventure yet, high school. Accompanied by a ragtag group of teens and Boots the Monkey, Dora embarks on a quest to save her parents while trying to solve the seemingly impossible mystery behind a lost Incan civilization. The cast includes Michael Pena, Eva Longoria, Isabella Moner, Tamora Morrison, Benicio del Toro, and Eugenio Derbez, Adriana Barraza, and Koryankana Kilcher. It's directed by James Boban. It's a family comedy action adventure. Stories to Tell in the Dark is rated PG-13 for thematic elements, language, disturbing images, brief sexual references and racial epithets and terror and violence. It runs an hour and 48 minutes. The shadow of the Bellows family has loomed large in the small town of Mill Valley for generations. It's in a mansion that young Sarah Bellows turns her tortured life and horrible secrets into a series of scary tales. These terrifying tales soon have a way of becoming all too real for a group of unsuspecting teens who stumble upon Sarah's spooky home. The Art of Racing in the Rain is rated PG, and it runs an hour and 49 minutes. Based on the best-selling novel by Garth Stein, The Art of Racing in the Rain is a heartfelt tale narrated by a witty and philosophical dog named Enzo, voiced by Kevin Costner. Through his bond with his owner, Denny Swift, an aspiring Formula One race car driver, Enzo has gained tremendous insight into the human condition and understands that the techniques needed on the racetrack can also be used to successfully navigate the journey of life. The film follows Denny and the loves of his life, his wife Eve, their young daughter Zoe, and ultimately his true best friend, Enzo. The cast includes Amanda Seyfried, Kevin Costner, Milo Ventimiglia, Kathy Baker, Gary Cole, Martin Donovan, Al Sapienza, Karen Holness, Ryan Kierna Strong, and it's directed by Simon Curtis. The Kitchen is rated R for violence, some sexual content, and language throughout. It runs an hour and 43 minutes. Between 8th Avenue and the Hudson River, the Irish Mafia runs 20 blocks of a tough New York City neighborhood known as Hell's Kitchen. But for mob wives Kathy, Ruby, and Claire, things are about to take a dramatic and radical turn. When the FBI sends their husbands to prison, the three women take business into their own hands by running the rackets and taking out the competition. And Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw is rated PG-13. It runs 2 hours and 18 minutes. Brixton Lohr is a cybernetically enhanced soldier who possesses superhuman strength, a brilliant mind, and a lethal pathogen that could wipe out half of the world's population. It's now up to lawman Luke Hobbs and lawless operative Deckard Shaw to put aside their past differences and work together to prevent the seemingly indestructible Lohr from destroying humanity. David Leitch directs. The cast includes Helen Mirren, Idris Elba, and Dwayne Johnson. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Movie and Theater Previews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it and garnered some useful information. I'm Kurt Benrood, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, or actually for the North Carolina Reading Service is our new name. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org.